Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. And Stone, this is going to be a fun one.
Hey, this is going to be a lot of fun. We have with us on Atlanta Business Radio this morning, owner with ADC Media Productions. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast, Mr. Luis Bejo.
Okay, morning, okay. Sir. You got it, Mr. Stone. Yes, sir. Okay, you got it. You got it. Hey, guys, what's up? Thank you for having me here. You know, it's a pleasure to be sharing with you guys this morning, this President's Day, you know, and with all the business people here in Atlanta. It's a pleasure to be here with you guys.
Well, thank you very much for coming. And before we get too far into the conversation, can you talk a little bit about ADC Media Productions? How are you serving folks?
Yes, we've been in business for the last 9 years, and we start as a production company, you know, based on experience that we get working for top media like CNN and different radio stations and TV channels around all over the world, from Europe, South America, and here in the U.S. with a lot of companies. We just say, well, let's do our own thing. You know, let's create our own company and let's try to bring success to a lot of different business. And just step by step, we just get room in the Atlanta business market, and we are doing fantastic, very well. You know, see how companies are growing with our help, with all the social media, with all the videos, you know, like every day, more and more. We have our phone on our hands and we are just checking, you know, like videos and looking for business. You know, our life is more on the phone than anywhere else, right?
Right.
Now, when you got started, was it always your intention to do media production in terms of marketing, and from a marketing standpoint, or from a more creative standpoint, like making movies and things like that?
Yes, base covered almost everything, okay? Based on the experience, you know, because we already been doing marketing for the European Union. That was like 20 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. Clear Channel, you know, working with the radio station. So, you know, just put together all the knowledge, working for all these people, working for us, for the company. So we just produce web series. With one of them, we got an Emmy Award last year. We produce a lot of spots that are running. You know, when you turn on the TV and you see a lot of spots, some of the spots that you see on any TV channel broadcast, we produce these TV shows. Also, we produce a TV show, spots. And also, we produce TV shows last year, you know, about different issues with Telemundo and Univision. So, you know, it's very cool, you know, have in a competitive environment like we have today, and have the opportunity to help business to grow and to develop, you know, our own company. So it's been a very, very nice and enjoyful ride until today, you know? So we just keep going, and we have our own clients who are demanding every day more and more and more social media and videos to post on Facebook, on their websites, you know, everywhere also. You know, it's very, very satisfying to see how the things keeps going for us and how we keep growing, making room in our, like I say, a very competitive business like this one, because today in Atlanta, everybody wants to be an actor. Everybody wants to be a director. If you go downtown, you just go to Piedmont Park or any park in the city, you can see a lot of people just taking videos, taking pictures. Right. We all do that, right? Mm-hmm. So it became part of our lives. So, you know, we have a very big room here just teaching and helping a lot of business and companies, even individuals. Right now, on April 27, we're going to have a training class for all the nonprofits in Atlanta. The Foundation Center, that this is a national organization. So the base here in Atlanta has organized for us like a training for nonprofits and everybody who wants to enjoy us and learn how to do a killing video, you know, something very cool. You know, make sure that your message gets across and you make all your key points when you do a video or you produce something like that.
Now, when you're working with the clients, are you typically working with them in English? Are you working with them for other countries and languages?
Even if it has to be in Russian. I have a client that wants an ad in Hebrew. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like more than 20 years in business and connections around all over the world help us to get to the client exactly what they need. Even in Spanish, you have how many accents? We have right here today, Alexandra. Mm-hmm. She's from Colombia, right? So you want an ad with somebody who has accent from Colombia, we get an accent. If you want something in sports, Argentinians are great in sports, all right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I have a lot of Mexican clients who say, you know what, Luis, I want an ad, but it has to sound like Argentinian. So we found somebody in Argentina who did the ad for that, you know?
I can do Northwest Florida for you, Northwest Florida, South Alabama.
Okay, yeah. So you already have a job, brother.
But it goes beyond the accent, though, right? If you're producing content for them in their from their country, it has to be culturally appropriate,
it
right?
Does.
Because even in the Spanish-speaking world, the culture of Brazil is different than the culture of Mexico. And the same kind of spirit of what you're trying to say, you might say it in a different way because it could have a different meaning in the different countries, right?
Yeah, and it happened the same thing here in the U.S. You know, I mean, that has to be very funny. Somebody from New York, talking to somebody from New Orleans. And you know what I mean when I say New Orleans, right? So the accents are very different. You don't have to go to England or to Australia to listen the difference between the accents. The same thing happened with the Spanish. You know, think that the Spanish, people speak Spanish from Mexico to Argentina. Mm-hmm. How many miles is that? Okay. So there is a lot of different accents, even between Mexicans, even between Colombians. Like the people from Bogota speak for a totally different way from the people from north, like Eje Cafetero, you know, the north of Colombia. You know, it happened the same thing came to. I'm originally from Spain. Mm-hmm. So between the north and the south, there is a lot of big difference on the way to speak the language. And it's the same Spanish, but we just have different accents. And it's the same thing in English too.
Now, when you're working with maybe an American client who thinks they want to target the Spanish-speaking world, you have to educate them about this, right? It's not like they make one. You can't do it once. You have to kind of, if you're trying to hit those different regions and the different countries, you have to almost make different content for each one of those regions, right?
Yes, Lee. That's how it is. You have to, with each client, you have to sit down with them and listen, not only that, listen everything. Mm-hmm. You have to do a screening about which ones are the things that has better results for them. And sometimes they have powerful tools, very important for their customers. They don't even think about it sometimes, mm-hmm. you know? But the most important thing with the business is listen to them.
That's a good tip.
That's
right?
Very important. Because, you know, usually sellers go to do that. Sell. Buy me. I'm the cheapest. I'm the best. Nobody can do better than me. You know, I. And they don't listen. The client has, so, you know, the client just look at you like, this guy is crazy. Okay, thank you. You know, I know how powerful you are. But listen to me. You know, listen if you are able to help me. Because, you know, probably everything you say and you don't know anything about me is like, where are we going? You know? So you have to listen, and from there, bring solutions to them. Mm-hmm. Solutions that are going to work. Solutions that are going to bring results. And not all the clients are looking for the same. Like, our first thought is they want to make more money. No. Sometimes they have the money, they just want to get credibility with their brand. They want to do branding, or they just want to get new markets, or they want to introduce a new product. Like, each case is totally different. And sometimes even the client doesn't know.
Mm-hmm. So now when you're working with a client, is the one that typically calls you, are they in the entertainment world, or is it in you work with all different types of clients?
Well, just to give you a sample, like right now we have an online dentist school, which is fantastic because it's online and we are creating everything from the scratch.
Right.
Car dealers, attorneys.
Okay, let's talk about the attorney. Is the attorney here in Atlanta, or they can be anywhere in the world?
They can be anywhere in the world, but I prefer to have them here in Atlanta because it's easier. And if they want videos, you know, I'm just going to see them and we shoot the videos over there. But it can be anywhere, of course.
So the Atlanta attorney, they want to do video.
Yeah.
But they want to target only Atlanta, or they want to target everybody in the world?
That's the client. We have to listen to them.
Right. So what, know, in this case, what are they interested in?
Interested in general, but focus here in Atlanta.
Atlanta. Yes. So then you're creating video content for them.
Yes.
That'll target the Atlanta area.
Yes.
And then are you helping them roll that out and helping them get people to click on it and watch it and share it?
Yes. And that's a very important point right there, Lee. Today is not only create a video. It's making sure the people is going to watch it.
Right. Because anybody, you know, like, can make a video.
I always say the same thing. Like, the internet is full of trash around all over the place. Okay. Right. I always make to myself the same question. How many millions of web pages has been created and nobody watched it from the day that they post the page?
Right.
How many millions? So, yes, you have to have the tools to help them, number one, to be found. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the search engine optimization has to be, you know, this is a new world that we start to listen. So this is a big thing. You know, how you create a video and how you are sure that the video is being found, number one. And number two, that get the results to the right target. I always make the same question. And I have this question for all of you guys. Katie, Lee, and Stone, all right? So when you see a game on TV or a movie or whatever you are watching, okay? And listen, everybody that is listening to us right now, make yourself the same question. You're watching a game on the radio, okay? So, you know, you are going to have an advertisement about a dentist, an attorney, right, or whatever. Do you want to see that?
No.
No.
No. Nobody wants to see that.
Right.
But you have pain on your teeth.
Right.
And you go and do a search on the internet looking for a dentist. That's something that you need. You want to see that, right?
Right.
So that's the difference between positive advertisement and negative advertisement. And that's the difference advertisement is doing today. You know, that people is looking for you, is looking for your service. So you have to make sure that they are going to find you.
Right. But that means, though, that no matter how great your video is, if they can't find it, then
that's why you have to provide this, all the service too.
Right. So you
that's
have to I'm do saying. Both.
Yes, you have to do everything. You have to. That's why you have to create the video, think about the target, making sure the people is going to find it and found the right channels to get to the clients.
Right. And then your firm is able to help in every one of those areas, right? You do everything.
Well, we just have to see the client and see if it works for the client. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's why it's very important to listen and see where the client it is and what they need, because you can help them or not, you know, but you know, you have a business and you have a service for, you know, people here in Atlanta and you're looking for clients. Of course, you already, you know, we are almost a 90% for sure that we can help the business for sure, you know?
Right. Now, you have clients all over the world though, right?
Yeah. I work, in, you know, anywhere, you know, for a long time, but focus here in Atlanta because you have to see the people. You have to have contact with the people. That makes a big difference on everything, you know? Mm-hmm. And when you want to shoot the videos, you want to show their business, you know, where they do. So usually face-to-face make a big difference. But, you know, I travel anywhere too. You know, like some of my clients, you know, I travel in Argentina and Spain. So, you know, yes, we but the face-to-face for me is very important. Even if it's through the internet, Skype or whatever, but you have to have, it's better always have the face-to-face connection with the client.
Now, when you did that Emmy award-winning video, can you talk a little bit about how
came
about?
And I always enjoy sharing the things that happen that people doesn't see on the video, you know, which is the most fun and, you know,
right, the behind the
everybody,
scenes.
Yes,
right.
Everybody asks me about these things, you know. So that was a fantastic idea because we want to create a short new series for Univision to run in 5 different markets. It has to be something very short about cars. So the story was like, we get the car for 1 week and we are shooting the car for the whole week. But like the stuff that we was talking earlier, you don't want to do a video for car lovers only, because that will be only a very small market, right? And you will get interest for a very small percent of the people. So we just want to do something fun that everybody enjoy. Somebody who doesn't care about cars, you know, just enjoy the video. So for that, we just situate each car in a very cool environment, like an when we have to shoot the Mercedes Maybach, this car is $150,000. So when we shoot that car, we choose an airport. Mm-hmm. So we went to the airport.
Like, you know, on the runway?
It's like,
that's
yes,
a cool idea.
In Lawrenceville, there is it's a very cool airport over there. Yeah, and we just was running with the car, you know, between the hangars and
right.
around the helicopters cool. and with the planes landing. No, that was very hot. Okay. We had a great time. But, you know, we got very exciting. Think that this car that is a $150,000 car has just cups to drink. That the caps was $5,000, just the drink, the glasses right, to drink right. in the car, right? So with this, you know, we get very exciting, you know, the helicopters mm-hmm. up and down the car. So we just hit the car. I just listen. I was in the camera. I wasn't driving the car at that time. I just listen. I was like, what? What? So we just hit the car. There was not a big problem, okay?
So you
because
crashed?
It has a big insurance, like so we crashed. We
on
crashed
purpose?
It from the back. No, we didn't know that. There was it was an airport. We didn't knew the place. It was right. a new place, all right? So we was driving between the hangars and rush, we crashed the car all the way down
ouch.
From the back.
That wow.
was yeah, that was ouch. So a lot of things like that. And, you know, a lot of things like that happen almost with each car that we would...
Did that,
no, we didn't scratch all of them, okay? Just only the Maybach, the 150,000, the cheapest cars, we didn't scratch no one. It has to be the most expensive.
So
that's the funny thing.
Did that make the video?
You can see the video online, yes.
With you crashing?
No.
No, he didn't post
no, no, no,
part.
We didn't post that. But, yeah, but a lot of things happen like that with, you know, like I don't know how many cameras we broke because... You know, we want to get the speed of the cars on the freeway. So
right.
sometimes with these videos, just let me be real with you guys. Sometimes you lose money. You don't make money with these videos, okay? Because only just the mic is probably $1,200. You know, so I don't know how many mics I lost. I don't know how many cameras we broke. Because, you know, you are live just running with the cars. And,
right.
you know, that's just one sample, you know? So this is the one that we get the Emmy with. But, you know, you never have the opportunity only when... You are with your friends on, you know, like right here, right now, to share all these stories, you know, that are really the things that you enjoy when you do these kind of things, you know?
Now, talk about when you got started. Did you always want to be a filmmaker when you were a kid? Is that something that you were passionate about?
Yes, but, you know, I'm 47 now. When I was 17, I was already working on TV, radio stations, and working a TV show back in Spain, you know, working for the European Union, too.
But you were on camera
always,
or behind the camera?
I've been everywhere. I'm like orchestra journalist. And that's how you have to be today.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I remember when I was 16, I was working on this newspaper. And I look at these incredible writers as a reference. They were incredible journalists, great writers. But most of them today, they are not working. They lost their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And they were my reference,
right.
looking at them. Today, you have to do everything. You have to know how to edit. Of course, you have to be online because if you are not, you are dead. If you are in any communications wall, you have to be online. And yes, it's like you have to be learning. That's the main thing. You have to be ready to learn every day something new because you have a new application or you have a new phone or you have a new whatever that is coming in the market that you have to have it and you have to know how to use it. You know, all these new tools are very intuitive, but that's the new democracy about communications. And of course, we are living the prehistorical times. There's a long way to go. This is just the beginning. You know, if you think that this is too advanced for you, no, you have to think that you have to be ready to learn and learn every day, you know?
Now, when you're working with a client and there are so many choices, like you say, there's so many platforms to put the content. You know, some of them, it's more appropriate on Facebook. Some of it is Snapchat. Some of it is YouTube. How do you help them decide what is the most appropriate place for their business?
Target, and grow their business with the clients that they have around. So
uh-huh.
it's usually we do a combination of online and offline marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Try to get them the target, the people that they are looking for around their business too. So it's you know, it's very difficult that somebody from Chattanooga come all the way down to Atlanta to buy donuts. But, you know, if you found a great deal in a car, you probably drive 20 miles to buy a car, right?
Right.
So, you know, each case is different. Each case is different. And which client, you know, you choose, you like in Instagram, it has to be through your phone. It's more personal, you know, so it's more difficult to work with Instagram. But right there is where you have all the new, you know, like the newest generations are the ones that are using the most Instagram. Mm-hmm. You know? If you want to use Facebook, it's for people that is older. So, you know, like each platform is different. And each platform is changing too. So that's, we go back again to the learning process. You have to be learning every day and doing research and looking for information every day because these all these platforms are changing too.
Did
so trying to
that,
reach.
Did you catch that comment? I mean, I guess it makes sense that it would eventually happen, but the comment, and it's true, Facebook is for people who are older.
Yeah,
right.
Did you ever think you were going to hear that when it came out with Facebook? But I mean, that's just the nature of change, right?
That's how it. That's how it is. You know, you see. Yeah, you see the demographics. The demographics on use on Facebook is people older than the demographics on Instagram. Yeah.
Sure. So tell us. All right. So those first few conversations with a new client or even a prospective client. You just sit down and kind of hash all this out? Is it you asking a lot of questions?
No, we have like a questionnaire, like an evaluation. So we sit down with the client and we have a whole evaluation, just listening to them to create the, to see where they are and where they want to be, right?
Now, when you're making a video, are there some, is it better to be funny? Is it better to be serious? Is it better to be...
I just was having this conversation, having a coffee before I came here to the station with Alexandra. You know, okay, if a nice lady show something from her body that shouldn't show, you know, she's going to get a lot of hits, right?
Yes.
Okay, it's going to be funny, right? But anybody wants to work? Some people will, but you know, but a professional business will want to do that to get views, you
right.
know, that's credibility, you know. So, yeah, you can get a video with who can be viral very easy. Anyone can do that, right? Just show yourself nude or they say something crazy against religions or whatever, you know, do something crazy, okay? And you're going to get a lot of views. But you want to do that?
Right, it's not good for your brand.
That's not good for you. That's right. Not good for your brand. That's not good for your credibility. So I choose always quality because it's a longer way to get where you want to go, but it's the way to go, right? It's the showing your best and try to do something that you can listen clear. You know, people is posting videos around all over the internet that are very negative for them. You know, it's like something really simple that we all should know, but when you do the video, you don't think about it. It's like, it has to sound right, right? Mm-hmm. You have to listen,
right?
Okay? It has to look good, all right? So the difference between excellence and something that is brilliant is very small. You just have to take your time, you know, have the right equipment, which is not very, very expensive, all right? With a $50,000 equipment, you can do already great things, all right? So it has to have a great light. You have to have knowledge about audio. You have to have knowledge about illumination, something.
Right.
Even if it's basic, all right? But, you know, people is posting videos right there thinking that it's, wow, this is very professional. It's going to bring me a lot of business. People is going to love it. And the only person who love it is yourself because you make it. Because you make it. The other people is laughing at you, you know? Happened a lot of times that I'm with a client and a client say to me, oh, yes, my kid does great videos too. And I say, okay, you know what? Your kid probably can be the next Spielberg. Why not? And he probably can do a great job. But, you know, somebody that is being on business for 40 years doing that so has to know what he's doing, right?
Right. So now, do you have a typical recommendation when a person's getting into video? It's you can't just produce one video, right? You have to kind of commit to this for a period of time,
right? We usually
do
packages with videos, like right. 5, 10 videos, you know. And this is changing all the time. So, you know, at the beginning, we started doing just one videos, but you know, this, you see the market is demanding more and more and more. So usually we do like five. Lately, our last client wants 10 videos.
You know, how many minutes each video?
Short. As much shorter, as much better, because people is looking at the videos on their phones.
So short, 1 minute happened. Or 2 minutes or 10 minutes? What's short mean?
As much shorter, as much better. You can say something in 50 seconds and you don't need 30, that will be better, okay? But it's very difficult, you know, to,
right, to tell the
put
story.
All the idea, tell the story. That's the magic about the whole thing. You know, make it very short, effective. It has to catch for the first second. The main image that you post at the beginning, that's the catching image. People is going to watch it or not. It's going to make a very big difference, like the first shot that you see.
That's like the cover of the book, right?
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, you know, you have to catch the attention for the first second. And if your video has like over a 40, 50% of viewers at the end, so that's a successful video. You know what I mean?
So
that's
half,
how I see it.
Half the people don't even watch the whole thing?
Yes, of course. Or they just stop in the middle of the video, even with 30 seconds, 1 minute video.
Wow.
Yes, yes, yes. It's very difficult to catch attention and keep the video, the people looking at the video from beginning to end.
Now, is it realistic if somebody makes a video that the person will watch the video and say, okay, I'm going to call those people, I'm going to hire them?
No.
So what's the expectation then?
Enforce. Okay, enforce. Mm-hmm. Like nobody watching a video is going to become your client. No, it's something that already know you, that is thinking to work with you, so it's enforcing. Okay, so, you need, on sales, you need the 7 points, 7 touching points, okay? You have to, before you take the decision to buy or to go to an attorney or to buy a car, whatever you're going to do, you need 7 touching points. Mm-hmm. You have to listen, or recommendations is always the key. Mm-hmm. Somebody who recommend your business is always the key.
Mm-hmm. But the video can help in those 7 touch points.
It does, because that's what everybody does today. You know, you speak to somebody or you see a business, and from there you go on the internet and see what's going on with this.
So then that might get your attention to check them out more, to go and see if somebody's heard of them, see if they are any good.
Yes, enforce, you know, like see things that you didn't saw at the beginning, and win more credibility with, mm-hmm. with the business, of course. So, but it's enforcing, okay?
Right. It's not selling.
It does sell, but the sell is the sell. You see what
right,
I'm saying?
But there's 7 points. You have to go through 7, and it's one of the 7.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, for you, what is the what's the challenge that your customer is having before they call you, where that you are the solution, where ADC Media Productions is the solution?
They need videos, or they want to grow customers, or they have a very negative image on the internet, and they call and say, we need an SOS. Just let me tell you, every single client, there is no one who doesn't get shocked after our meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Because we always see things that they don't even think about it.
Right.
Like restaurants that they believe that they have a great credibility, and go online and you can see people that say that have hair on their food and roaches on their drinks. That happened to me. Car dealers that I sit with them and I say, you know, you need more videos on your YouTube channel. And they say, what? Do I have a YouTube channel? Yes, sir, you do. How is that possible? I don't have a YouTube channel. Yes, sir, you do. So, it was a big discussion, you know, and that happened to me with a Nissan from Atlanta. And I sit down with the client and say, okay, let me show you, sir. I open the computer and I see, this is your logo? Yes. This is your dealer? Yes. These are your cars? Yes. Mm-hmm. So that means you have a YouTube channel, right, sir? Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that happened that one of the sellers who was working, who used to work at there years ago, opened her own channel.
And put some
up. And put something on there with the name of the dealer.
Right.
So things like that happen every day. Like there is no one client that sit down with us. We do the research, and when we show them where they get shocked. Usually they get shocked.
Mm-hmm. So now for you, are you You have all the clients you need. Well, where are you at from a sales and marketing standpoint?
Always growing and always looking for companies to help. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Like we just get new clients almost every month, 2 months. We are getting new people to work with. We are growing.
And then your recommendation is between 5 and 10 videos that you can help roll out over a period
for
of time.
For each client is different. Mm-hmm. For each client is different. Like sometimes people say need just one video because they are going to have like a presentation and they need the videos for a fair or for a job fair,
right,
or
like
for
a
whatever.
Trade show or
it
something.
Can be one, or it can be somebody who has their Facebook, who has already the followers, you know, like 15,000, 20,000 followers on Facebook. And from there, they have to feed them.
Right. They need
so they have their own mark. You know, these are the best scenarios to create 5-10 videos because, you know, they already have the Facebook. They have their target already there. So from there, you just have to feed them, you know?
Right.
And how much is one video? So I always answer the same thing. You know, if you want to be and say singing on your video, you have to pay for her. If you want to rent the airport because you want to do a very cool advertisement at the airport and you want to rent, you have to pay for it. So starting on $500-700 from there, depending about what the client wants, you know, so
right.
It's very different, you know, so that's why like each client is a totally different picture too.
That's right. Because if they want a movie star in the video,
you have to pay for it.
Right.
If you want a mansion, like one of the videos we shoot was in a big mansion, with these nice cars. So, you know, because the owner of the mansion was the one who paid for the video, okay? So, you know, when you see that video, and I can show you that video later, when you see that video, you see like, wow, but yeah, it's his house, okay?
Right.
So. And these are his cars too. So that was a cheap.
You didn't have to pay that much.
You had to pay that. But the guy, he wants a drone. So I look for the best drone pilot in this city. And he paid for the pilot. That was a lot of money. But
smart.
Yeah, and this guy that he did the drone for us, he works in a lot of Hollywood movies. And he works for the police officers. And he works for the fire departments too.
Facebook all over the country. Is for old people. And drone pilot is an excellent career. Times, they are changing.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And it's fun. Just always outside, just flying a drone. That's very fun, right? So. Yeah, so we bring the guy. That was the biggest cost on that video because he wants some aerials, very cool. And you look at the video and really we achieved the goals, you know. But the mansion and the cars was the owner of the video.
So it seems that no matter what budget a person has or a company has, no matter what, if it's business to business or business to consumer, you guys pretty much do it all, right?
Yeah. From the script to the logo. Everything.
We
can
website.
Do everything. Yeah, we can do everything. Yes.
And if somebody wanted to learn more, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
Online. You know, just go to our website right there or our Facebook, ADC Media Productions, you know, or send us an email.
Right.
You know, just look at on the internet. It's the yellow logo, ADC with the yellow words. So we are at Lenox. That's where we have our offices.
Uh-huh.
And we welcome anyone who wants to, you know, just blow up their business. We are ready to help.
You're
them,
ready
right?
to help. All right. Well, thank you so much for being part of the show today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be with you, Mr. Lee Stone and Casey. It was a pleasure to be here today. Thank you.
All right. That's ADC Media Productions, ADC-mediaproductions.com for more information. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton, our producer, Katie Galley, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we will see you next time on Atlanta Business Radio.